Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you guys so much for joining me, Sade Dennis, here on Sade Speaks on the PWE Empowerment Radio Network. And listen, if you want more information about us, and I really think you should, because we are building businesses every single day and changing the lives of thousands. Did you hear me say thousands? Thousands of women. 9,000 of which are in our group, and another 5,000, I think, on our fan page. So we are growing with leaps and bounds. For more information about the group, visit our page at www.facebook.com/professional women entrepreneurs. Well, today, obviously, we have leaped into the spring with success and, of course, being fabulous and extraordinary in every way for the last few weeks. And today, we're going to continue on that, but we're going to be focusing on personal branding. Now, those of you all who know what I do, I focus a lot on personal branding, right? On personal branding, on professional and personal development. But today, I really want to hone in on personal branding. In fact, this upcoming spring, I'm going to be doing some exciting work with WBO PG, which is in Prince George's County, Maryland, for those people who are in the DMV. But we're going to have our annual I Am conference. And in fact, this year will be our 10th one. So it's a big deal, guys. And me and, of course, a lot of amazing businesswomen and speakers will be presenting there. We have an awesome keynote speaker. So you guys will be hearing more about that on the next coming weeks. But once again, I'm going to be sharing with you today more on personal branding. And just really quickly, okay, this is kind of like the official, you know, technical definition, but we're going to talk about what it means for you and your business. Okay, so personal branding, it is the practice of people marketing themselves and their careers as brands. Okay, while previous self-help management techniques were about self-improvement, the personal branding concept suggests instead that success comes from self-packaging, and this is true. But, you know, a lot of times when people hear about personal branding, they think that it's just a gimmick. They think that you can wrap up anything and call it branding. I like to say that branding is inside and outside. You know, we've all heard the term that beauty is inside out, and the same is true of personal branding. I always tell my clients, I can't wrap up what's not there. So the most important thing is that, you know, you have the substance, whether that's in your business, whether that's in just who you are, whether it's in ministry, or just even every day. You know, we talked a little bit last week about the importance of entrepreneurship, right? That is making sure that you have what it takes, even if you're working with inside of an organization, okay? All of that has to do with your personal branding. And listen, you've got to have substance with it. It's just not wearing a fancy suit or, you know, having a flashy logo. It's everything. It's who you are. It's your essence, right? I like to say that it's the essence that stays in the room after you have left the room, okay? It's what and how people describe you. You know, the Bible talks about how, you know, let another man's lips praise you, right? So that's true. And that comes from people being exposed to you, being exposed to what you do, the people that you help, okay? So I'd much rather really work with a person who has all those things and they're coming to me to help them really fine-tune and help them define that and obviously package that, right? I like to say that I propel and package your purpose and passion, and it's true. You know, I can't help you do what you do, but I certainly can help you communicate what you do. I can help you wrap it up and package it and even, you know, push you, propel you, right? Now, the term branding has long been relegated to only companies, but, you know, as I shared, today almost every individual has a personal brand. Whether you realize it or not, you have a personal brand. Things like, are you always late? Are you always on time? When you come, are you prepared? Do you look the part? You know, are you playing the part? Is it really you? Do you have the passion, the drive, and the competency to perform any particular given task or what have you? You know, it's, are you living your philosophy? These are all a part of your personal brand. A few weeks ago, as we looked at just some fashion tips and trends, you know, talked about what you look like, right? You know, your first impression, major, major, major. But after that first impression is made, what else comes behind that? Okay, so If you're not thinking about yourself as a personal brand, I really want you all to start thinking of yourself as a brand, because trust me, you have one, whether you realize it or not. Okay, so now the question is, what do you want people to associate with you when they think of your name? You know, what? Just, is it reliable? Is it being trustworthy? Is it someone, is it something that, you know, they know that you are someone they can count on? What is it? If someone asks you to do a particular job, okay, are they going to get excellence? Are they going to get something kind of shoddy? So funny, we have, I would say, kind of a friend of the family, and he's really good at what he does, but bless his heart, sometimes when he fixes something, you know, 2 or 3 months later, it breaks down again, but he's just as nice as he can be. And, you know, his prices are reasonable, and we just love him dearly. And really, like I said, he's kind of like part of the family. But just for a big job, something that you really need to have either a permit for or it needs to be up to code, you know, maybe or maybe not, this person may not kind of be the one you want to kind of deal with. Love him to pieces, honest man, what have you, great person. But again, personal brand, right? It's so funny. I was picking up my mother yesterday and she mentioned, Shade, you're on time today. I thought to myself, wait a minute, but I thought about it. You know what? I mean, bless my heart. Sometimes I might be 5 minutes late for some things, but guess what? Your mothers know your best, right? Okay. So she called me out, but I was all right, because guess what? I'm growing and I'm learning, guys. See, this is not only about you. This is me too. We are learning together as we are just really increasing our brands and moving forward, right? But what is it that you want to have people think of you, okay, after you have left the room, as they say? Okay. Now, if you are in business and you're online, your branding also, you know, is it carries through online. So I want you guys to audit your online presence. And when I say audit, what does that mean? Right? We hear the word audit a lot, don't we? But basically, I want you guys to kind of just take a list, take an inventory of yourself online. You know, are you on Facebook? Just what are the social media platforms you're on? Okay, now a lot of them are free, and I know, I've been guilty of this myself, we feel because it's free, we want to get onto it, right? We hear somebody else talking about it, and we want to get on it. So we end up being on Facebook, we end up being on LinkedIn, we end up being on Instagram, and all these different platforms, but are we updating them? You know, we say that we are doing reliable service, but our Facebook page has not been updated in like 2 years. Well, now, that says a lot. Even if the content that you have on there is good and it's quality, but if it hasn't been updated, you know, it says a lot about the fact that perhaps either one, we may have been overwhelmed and hadn't gotten back to it. Two, you know, who knows what the reasons is, but people really want to make sure that they, when they come to you online, they want to, you know, check you out, see what you're about, that things are up to date, or guess what, guys, just deactivate that particular account. You really have to kind of choose which platform, you know, you're really going to work. I was talking with a colleague, and she's really, really active on Twitter. In fact, much more Twitter than she is on any other platforms. And I was just sharing with her that I'm, you know, fairly active on Facebook and what have you. And we just, you know, talked and shared that, you know, you kind of have to pick one. You know, we were thinking, well, what other ones do we really want to go on to and explore? Come to find out, you know, you can't be on everything, and that's okay. Just choose maybe one or two are the ones that you know that you have the competency and the ability and access to update, and then you move on from there. I mean, obviously, you have to ask yourself, where are your customers? Where are the people that you want to connect to? And if you're not on there, I mean, obviously, you want to really consider being on that platform, but make sure that you can manage it. Because guess what? We only have 24 hours in a day, right? So you want to work and you want to be smart and you want to make sure that your brand is on point on that platform. So I really want you guys to audit your online presence. That's including your website. Okay. I've talked to a lot of people that say they cannot update their website for whatever reason, whether their web designer has just gone incognito, has left town with the password or what have you, and they're struggling to get in on their website. I mean, that is really, really a huge problem that I've heard a lot of business owners have. If you're able to, please get that password. Hire somebody. There are places like Fiverr or Guru.com that there are a lot of, you know, great WordPress and other designers that can really help you with your website. And if all else fails, I mean, there are a lot of intuitive, user-friendly websites that you can get a nice little one-pager and really be able to manage your website. And remember, everybody's website doesn't have to be the same. So if you see someone, perhaps if you're benchmarking and you're researching and you see someone with this just beautiful 15-page website with the drop-down menus, you know, don't be intimidated. They had to grow to that point. I would much rather you have a simple one-pager or three-pager that is updated, that looks fresh, that has a current photo of yourself, and that's managed well, rather than a 15-page empty shell that just is not updated, that has the dummy text. Have y'all seen that? Place photo here. Okay. You know, you can write text here. And then the website's up and it's just so big you can't manage it, right? It becomes unmanageable. So we don't want that, do we?
No. I know I certainly don't want that, right? We want to grow into that type of space. And it's okay if you don't have it. You know, just keep it simple, right?
But that is a major, major thing. And again, even if you are not a business owner, that's okay. There's like LinkedIn and even like Facebook. And while we're on the subject of Facebook, and I know it's tempting, always remember what you post becomes part of your personal brand, right? So if you have a regular personal Facebook page or even a business or, you know, a like page or fan page, you know, we're all judged. We're judged on what people see, right? And what we put out there. You know, no one forces us to put things out there, okay? And I know sometimes it can be so annoying. Trust me, I know when people tag you with all kinds of mess, right? All kinds of, you know, sometimes objectionable material. But again, if you are setting your privacies, you know, the way you have to, and as well checking it. I remember a time where I had not been on Facebook for a few days. And just even with my filters, I mean, just the kinds of things that I saw on my page, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I had to clean it up. I had to clean it up, y'all. So definitely be purposeful in what you share on Facebook or any of the other platforms. All right, and this is the fun part as well. Are you associating with other strong brands, right? Have you all heard of the term that we are a sum total of five or so people that we are around? Well, this is true of your brand also. I always like to remember this as I'm working and collaborating with other businesses. You know, are these businesses of like size, like similarities, or even perhaps doing more than me? You know, I don't want to be the biggest fish in the pond. I don't want to be the quote-unquote smartest person in the group. I want to make sure that I'm around people that I can learn from, that I can grow from, right, that I can glean onto and, you know, grow into, right? People that are optimistic and are doing the things that I either want to do or I'm doing right now. Okay, so that's really important in business as well. Those people that can inspire you and push you. And let's be real, you know, we can talk about mentorship or any of that, but sponsorship. Have you heard of that term? Sponsorship. That person that can not only motivate you, but can open the door. They can put their foot in the door and let you in. You know, that's really, really important. They have that strong personal brand. And so when someone hears from them and says, hey, listen, you know, you really want to connect with this person, folks listen. Folks listen and they take notice to this person. So you really, really want to be mindful. And no, I'm not saying that you cannot hang with your cousin, Nene. We love Nene, don't we? Ain't nothing wrong with Nene. Okay, but we want to make sure that if you're calling yourself networking or professionally networking, you know, you may not want to be with Nene at happy hour, right? We're going to pray for Nene. We're going to make sure that Nene does what he needs to do, okay? But Nene is not the one that we want to connect to on LinkedIn, okay? You give Nene his pounds at the cookout, and you keep it moving, right? So we're going to keep our brands moving forward, right? Propelling us into the areas that we know God has placed us into, right? Okay? Now, okay, guys, you know this show is about just those quick, powerful nuggets. And so we're at the end, but next week we're going to be talking about more about our personal brands, right, about reinvention and a whole lot of other really exciting things. This is Sade Dennis. You've been listening to Sade Speaks. Now, for more information on me, visit my website at www.sadedennis.com. And if you're on Facebook, visit me at facebook.com/SadeDennisMS. Now, until next time, be fabulous, be fierce in all that you do, and I'll see you next week.